won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour, your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We're going to stay on Michigan in Lansing. This is a story that I found, especially after talking with Missy from My Pure Health Solutions on Monday, yesterday. Saw these ads during the Super Bowl. Never realized that it was this big, this quickly. The latest wave of weight loss drugs like Zepbound and Wegovy is costing Michigan's Medicaid managed care plans more than $20 million a month. Between August through November of last year, with no signs of slowing. According to the Michigan Association of Health Plans, the state started covering the anti-obesity drugs glucagon, like peptide 1, GLP-1 products. Specifically, back in February of 2022, by August of last year, the MAHP reported that pharmacy spending on them has exceeded every other drug class and has become the most expensive class of drugs in all of Michigan's Medicaid program. Ozempic has commonly been considered part of this group of the weight loss drugs as well. But technically, it was approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to reduce kidney disease and cardiovascular death risks for adults with type 2 diabetes and those dealing with chronic kidney disease. Well, the executive director of the MAHP, Dominic Pallone, said utilization plus the cost is now totaling $20 million a month going out the door for just that one drug class alone. For just for the use of weight loss. And it's continuing to go up month after month after month. This is amazing. Pallone added that whether it's covered commercially through Medicaid, his association seeing an uptick right before the summer months. Basically showing that people want to look better when summertime comes. So they're more likely to go on those drugs. In Michigan, we don't have all the parameters in yet. All the requirements in the Medicaid program is that other states have it and that we have to adopt it. However, we're in the minority as far as states that have truly adopted it fully and are all in. He noted that private insurance companies have been pulling back on the benefits of the GLP-1 weight loss drugs. For example, starting this year, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, the state's largest insurance company, ended its coverage for fully insured large group commercial members. They're not going to cover it. It's that simple. Michigan is one of just 13 states covering this anti-obesity drug through their Medicaid program. Unbelievable. Over $251 million a year and growing every single month. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Second segment, hour three. Ben in Sheboygan sent me this story that has been updated actually yesterday. And it's kind of interesting. More Americans on Ozempic are going blind as doctors sound the alarm over the startling side effects. This comes to us from Emily Stern, health reporter for the Daily Mail in Great Britain. Experts are sounding the alarm about the blockbuster weight loss drugs like Ozempic, leaving users blind. Several studies have linked the shots to conditions that cause inflammation and block blood flow to the eye, causing severe and sometimes permanent vision loss. Now researchers have detailed 9 new reports of U.S. patients who went blind after taking these type of drugs. The active ingredients in Ozempic and Mounjaro are semaglutide and tirzepatide. The two main active ingredients in all of these weight loss drugs. And we've got people on Medicaid in Michigan to the cost of over $20 million a month. $251 million annualized is approved by Michigan Medicaid. This is just pure insanity. But the quick fix, you don't want to pay to go on Missy's fat-burning program. You don't want to change your metabolism. You don't want to take the supplements. Just take a shot. You'll lose the weight, but you may go blind. Yeah. Yeah. That's definitely something I want to do. These people are just brain dead. Brain dead. It's very simple, Gretchen. You can save $251 million a year. Just stop Medicaid from covering these drugs. Hillsdale, 2020 voter tabulating case delayed again as the defense lawyer steps down. Attorney Dan Hartman has stepped down as lawyer for Stephanie Scott and Stephanie Lambert, saying he could be called as a witness and expert if a trial happens over charges from possession of a voting tabulating machine. Hillsdale 2B District Court was packed with people to start a second day of a preliminary hearing. Well, Hartman started by saying he had filed an emergency motion to say that he would need to stand aside and say he had filed an affidavit with the court as to his reasons. Hillsdale District Court Judge Megan Stiverson said there is a lot of deference given to a lawyer who's asking for withdrawal. Frankly, when it comes up, you would know better than me if you have a true conflict of interest that occurred here. Stiverson said she had not opened or read the 3-page affidavit, and the Assistant Attorney General, Richard Cunningham, said he had not even received a copy of the motion of the affidavit. He said he's been involved with the case since 2021 and that it was involved in advice of counsel and communications for some time. Hartman said, I just don't want to indicate that my appearance on behalf of Mrs. Lambert did not happen in a vacuum. Hartman said he wasn't even sure if Scott and Lambert would even want him to participate, even though he was a foundational witness for the case, and his aha moment came Thursday night, just before he sent the motion Friday morning. Second day of the preliminary hearing was expected to finish the cross-examination of Michigan State Police Lieutenant Jay Barkley, and then go to testimony from potential witnesses from the defense team. Hartman said he would not be one of those in the preliminary hearing. Cunningham said the preliminary hearing had started actually last June, and there had been plenty enough time for Hartman to realize that he could be a witness for the defense. If that was the case, he could not be their attorney. Well, Hartman took umbrage to the insinuation that he was withdrawing just to cause a delay. I want to indicate that as an officer of the court, if the sole purpose of me withdrawing was to introduce delay, that would be misconduct. And I would not participate in that. Stuyvesant said she understood why Cunningham had the opinion that what Hartman was doing was causing an intentional delay, but she said she didn't have any evidence to dispute what Hartman's true references were in the motion and would have to look it over. However, she did agree with Hartman that if it was intentional, it would be considered misconduct. And he could be risking being reported to the State Bar of Michigan. The Attorney General's office did not return an email indicating if they plan to file a complaint against Hartman. Stuyvesant, the judge, then set March 17th as the 30-day mark for Lambert and Scott to find a new lawyer and to participate in a status conference later in March. So the case will continue, but it's been temporarily delayed. Another short story, Lansing. One of the companies that deliver food are asking a very simple question. Would you be willing to pay a new 50-cent tax per delivery if Uber Eats drops off your pizza? Or if an Amazon van with your new I Love Detroit shirt comes to your door? The money could be used to fix residential and neighborhood streets. The idea has come from the Michigan Municipal League, who wants to float the idea to raise an estimated $275 million a year to fix, maintain city, village, and township roads. Although there's no neighborhood road funding legislation yet, proponents say the tax would improve residential roads by increasing resources for local governments. Such an idea could easily fit under the umbrella of revenue increases Governor Gretchen Whitmer is suggesting with her road funding plan that she laid out yesterday. Well, the idea is a no-go to the retailers. They don't want to be responsible for collecting the tax. They don't want to be responsible for sending it to the state. John LaMascia, Director of State Federal Affairs for the Michigan Municipal League, said, "One thing that has become more consistent, we are hearing it's all about fixing the local roads. We represent more than 500 cities and villages. When we hear that, we tend to believe people are talking about neighborhood streets. They're talking about their local roads right outside their door. To generate money for proposed neighborhood road funding projects, we could impose a 50-cent tax, which would be collected from the retailers, including restaurants, or any deliveries made by a motor vehicle. Exemptions could include new businesses, wholesale transactions, and retailers that have less than $500,000 in sales during the prior year." LaMascia said support for levying these taxes to fund into transportation budgets is lacking, and he expects the fee would be scrutinized. It's unclear why delivery from retail would be targeted versus if I go pick it up, said Vice Vita, the vice president, communications, Michigan Retailers Association. The road usage is similar, and it is unclear why one would be taxed when the other one wouldn't. His association represents 15,000 businesses. Brian Kelly, former Lieutenant Governor under Rick Snyder, president of the Small Business Association of Michigan, said in a statement that while the organization supports increasing infrastructure investments, he said the costs should be evenly distributed. Entrepreneurs already pay gas taxes on the fuel they buy to support the roads. They also pay license plate registration fees for the vehicles they use to make their delivery. It does not make sense to single them out. Well, State Representative Jason Morgan, Democrat of the People's Republic of Ann Arbor, noted that the state has $3.9 billion deficit every year in funding roads, bridges, and infrastructure. He says the lack of enough resources to support the roads creates the need for new revenue. What is new revenue? New taxes. We've been doing a great job fixing our state highways and federal highways with our state and federal funds. However, being the minority vice chair on House State and Local Transportation Appropriations Subcommittee, Morgan said, it doesn't matter if I can drive down the highway if I get a flat tire on my way there. Morgan says nobody likes raising taxes, but he thinks people will end up saving money in the long term. We have less reliance on raising property taxes locally, so we potentially need to figure out other ways. We could also offset the higher taxes for the roads by potentially lowering auto insurance rates. Local governments often fund residential road repairs by upping their property taxes. The state generates revenue for transportation budget through fuel taxes and vehicle registration fees. The revenue is shared among all the local road agencies, state roads, bridges, public transportation, and aeronautic programs. Well, there's your problem right there. Aeronautic programs. Why do they get anything to do with our local gas taxes? These people are just idiots. 38% of transportation funds available for local road agencies were reported in the January 2025 transportation budget briefing. Local roads. The idea of funding local roads and streets from a very small fee on retail deliveries makes sense, according to the Communist Democrat Morgan. It's all about local. Get rid of MDOT. Omni Hour News Break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source